He was a. I'm sorry, Chris. He was a crazy man that got a gun, and that's, you know, that's part two of where we're going.
And I have posted on my Facebook page that I report on mental health issues, and I have since last year when a state senator was stabbed by his son. So I think we need to be very careful with how we identify this man, and we don't label him and then discriminate against everybody else who has a mental illness in this country who needs access to services. But clearly something went wrong here between him leaving our station and being able to purchase a gun and commit a premeditated act. What happened behind us was clearly wrong, but there had been ample time beforehand where many, many other things went wrong. Those need to be addressed, not any of the allegations he is saying about the love of my life, the daughter that he loved, a cameraman who deeply loved his fiance, who was the morning show producer, and she loved him back in equal measure.